If you've been driving around Warwick recently, you will have seen the signs, I'm sure, on the side of the road. Or when walking down the street, notice the posters in the shop fronts. So you will know that the iconic Ashton Circus is coming to town. Ashton's is returning to Warwick with four performances on the 9th, 10th and 11th of May at the Warwick Showgrounds. So to find out a little bit more about Ashton's and what is in store for the people of the Southern Downs, I'm joined by Chantel Ashton Rodriguez, a 6th generation performer, owner, managing director of Ashton's Entertainment. Chantel, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, did I get all of those titles correct?
Yes, that is correct. We are Ashton Entertainment coming to Warwick next week, and we're really looking forward to it.
Just a little bit of your background. I understand you've been performing since you were 2 years old. So what was it like growing up in the circus?
For us, it was just a way of life. My grandparents owned Ashton Circus, and I grew up there as a child, and at the time it was a very, very big show. So I had lots of cousins that we all grew up together, and we had a school teacher that sort of travelled with the circus full-time, and we had gymnastic teachers, and our family taught us the circus skills that we needed to know and all that sort of thing. So it was just a normal, everyday world for us, really.
Looking at the practicalities, and obviously you've described a few there that you've been able to cover off with schooling, etc., you'd be certainly a person you couldn't settle down to one place anymore, I would assume.
We definitely love travelling. We get to see all of Australia, which is fantastic, and meet lots of people from all over the country. And also this world gives us the opportunity to meet people from all different nationalities and countries around the world. So you could probably name a country and we would know someone there in the circus industry. So it's a pretty cool lifestyle.
And kids need friends. So I'm sure you've had plenty of those as you grew up. You create a lot of friendships along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the show was so big. I think there was about a cast of 80 at the time growing up. So it was a really quite a large community that travelled all over Australia together.
How many people are with the circus now?
It's a much smaller unit for Ashton Entertainment. We've about a cast of 15 touring at the moment. So we're about to tour down to New South Wales. We just finished a loop of Outback Queensland, and then we went to Tweed Heads for the school holidays, and now we're going to do a loop of country New South Wales.
So I assume you have to be skilled in many, many areas of circus performance then for a team of 15.
Yeah, you sort of have to be a jack of all trades. Everyone does a little bit of everything. We put the tent up, we, you know, make the fairy floss, and we do all of the marketing and all of the admin and advertising and all that sort of thing. So plus performing and fixing costumes and designing costumes and all that sort of thing. So whatever is involved in the circus, you sort of have to be able to do a bit of everything. You've got to know about the trucks and the vehicles, and you know, have to be a bit of an electrician as well. So you've got to know a bit of everything with such a small car.
So who writes your position descriptions then for your jobs?
It's sort of just a known fact. If you're going to be in the circus world, you've got to be able to do a bit of everything. So.
Fair enough. And do you have a lot of people wanting to join the circus?
Yeah, absolutely. We get people messaging all the time that sort of want to come and travel, mostly performers and things like that who are training at the moment and want that experience of performing and touring full time. So we do get quite a lot of emails, which we love because we love casting new performers all the time.
How have you seen the circus evolve over time? Obviously, you know.
Yeah, well, I think one of the great things about circus arts is that it does evolve and change with the times. Well, it's survived this long. It's one of the oldest forms of entertainment, and I think it has survived because we can adapt so well with whatever's happening in the world. COVID did hurt us quite a bit. You know, entertainment was the first thing to go and the last thing to come back, and that's probably the longest we ever stayed at our property was during COVID. Otherwise, we're usually touring full time. But I think circus arts is very strong, and I think it can survive almost anything.
Yes, COVID, I'm sure, created, you know, all sorts of bedlam, didn't it, during that time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, look, I have a confession to make. I haven't been to a circus for a long time, but you will be pleased to know that this morning I have purchased my ticket for Sunday's show.
Oh, fabulous.
So what can I expect to see?
Oh, well, we've got a great show lined up for Warwick. We have hand balancing, many different ground-based acts, steer wheel, hula hoop, comedy, lots of different aerial acts on offer, and we've also got the famous globe riders from South America. So it's a great program we have lined up for Warwick.
Do you have many overseas acts join you from time to time? Or
we do, yeah, we do. We've got two at the moment, one's from Brazil and one's from Peru.
Okay, and do you guys reciprocate? Do you then some of your team perform
across? Go overseas?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of Australians performing all over the world at the moment. Australia's got some great talent and they are currently touring all over the place.
What's the best way to purchase tickets? I mean, I purchased mine online, so I assume that would be the best way to go?
Yes, yep. You can head online. You can just head to our website, which is ashtonentertainment.com.au, or you can call our phone number, which is 0418-224-666, and you can also book over the phone as well.
Okay. So as a performer, here's one for you. What, do you have a favourite act? Is there something that you really gel with or that you really has become a favourite over time?
I get asked this question all the time and I don't have an answer because I love them all for different reasons. I've got ground-based and aerial knife throwing, which is a bit of a comedy act that I do with my partner, and also the globe. So it's hard to pick one. I like them for different reasons. I like aerial because it maintains, you know, lots of strength and flexibility and things like that. So it keeps me nice and fit and where I need to be for performance level. So it is hard to pick. I do like them all for different reasons.
Okay, that's a very vanilla answer, but that's excellent. Yeah. Thank you. You're a mum now, I believe. You've got a boy, not baby anymore, 19 months old.
Yeah.
How do you manage the responsibilities of being the managing director, being on the road, as well as looking after the family?
Yes, well, it's just like every other working mum out there. We just take it day by day and do our best each day. We do have to wear lots of hats in the circus world, so being a mum is just another hat that we throw on. My parents are on tour with me, so they are great babysitters. But it is like a village and it is a community, so everyone helps out. You know, when I'm performing and my partner's performing, someone is watching him out the back, or, you know, he's front of house with my mum, you know, all that sort of thing. So everyone's on deck to give me a hand.
Okay, so all your worries are looked after. To recap for Warwick, 4 shows are planned. We have opening night Friday, May the 9th at 7 p.m, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. performances on Saturday, May 10th, and 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, the 11th of May. That's the one I'll be at. I hope to see you there. So, Chantelle, thank you for your time. Do appreciate it. The history of Ashton's is fascinating. I mean, covering 175 years, an achievement to be proud of, and we look forward to welcoming you and the circus and the team to Warwick from the 9th of May.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to it, and I'll see you next Sunday. Thank you. Bye.